Seller Die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Hey, everybody, this is Gina Tremarco.
And Rachel Tipton.
And we are...
Women Your Mother Warned You About.
The new podcast that does what?
Make sales sexy again.
What's this podcast about, Rachel?
It's a blend of best business practices and real life hacks. And it's filled with laughter, random chatter, practical advice, and some serious stuff.
It's not just for women though, right?
No, it's a blend of best business practices and real life hacks for men and for women.
Listen to us on the Sell or Die Network.
WomenYourMotherWarnedYouAbout.com.
Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, and anywhere that you can find podcasts. And
be sure to subscribe, comment, share our podcast, and give us a review. Tune in and listen to Women Your Mother Warned You About,
the podcast that makes sales sexy again.
You've been warned.
How do you get there and how do you maintain this happy attitude?
Okay, so being from New York, I will say I did not grow up with the best attitude. And I had to, first of all, recognize that, you know, only you know if you have a positive attitude 100% of the time, because you're the only person with yourself 100% of the time. And so how's your attitude when no one's looking? How's your attitude when you wake up in the morning and you're just with yourself? And so you need to begin by asking yourself these questions and recognizing if your attitude can improve. And the reality is most people's attitude can improve. Okay, if you think you have a perfect attitude, I'm going to challenge you on that, because people with perfect attitudes are very, very rare. So the first step is recognizing when and where it needs improvement, and then doing the hard work it takes to have a consistent positive attitude. And the key word is consistent, because if you have a good attitude like 80% of the time, but that 20% when it really matters, when you're about to lose the sale and you really need a positive attitude in that moment to be able to think creatively and potentially save the sale, you know, that's when it's going to really matter. And so how do you do that? One of the things is read positive attitude pieces. There's an old book that I really like. It's by W. Clement Stone and Napoleon Hill, and it's a positive attitude book that they wrote a long time ago. It's called Positive Mental Attitude, but you can look it up. And so that was a great book, Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude. That's what it's called. And that's one of my favorites. Jeffrey Gittimer wrote The Little Gold Book of Yes Attitude. That's another great attitude book. As long as you're waking up and reading something positive every single morning, you're going to start, it's going to help you start setting the right foundation to think positive. And so what you'll find is after you do this, and like, don't expect results in a day. Don't expect results in a New York minute, okay? This is not something that's going to come in even weeks. It's going to take months of consistently studying attitude and practicing what you study to improve your attitude. And after a while, when you start to have little wins of situations where you'll feel like, oh, wow, in the past, that would have really affected my attitude. And now, you know, it didn't even impact me at all. Then you'll realize you're starting to win and you're going to want to invest even more into studying attitude. And so I'll give you an example. I was in Laguna Beach a couple weeks ago. And everyone told me, oh my God, you're going to love Laguna Beach. Jen, you love the beach and it's so sunny there and it's so beautiful and it's going to be amazing. And I was there for a work conference. And so I was like, cool, I'm so excited. And I get there and it's the 1 week a year that it rained in Laguna Beach. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh. I know, right? And I'm at this beautiful hotel overlooking the beach and I can't even go on the beach because it's raining. And like that in itself could have affected my attitude, but I wouldn't let it. So I brought my favorite raincoat, which is really bright metallic silver and stands out. I look like the Tin Man, and it's hysterical to me. And my bright yellow rain boots. And I'm like walking around like, you know, happy as a clam. Like, who cares about the weather? So then the next day, I decide I'm going to walk a mile to my event, literally a mile, because I wanted the steps. And I'm wearing like these brand new, beautiful boots, okay? And not rain boots, like just new boots. And I step in mud. And as I look down at my boots, which are like 3 inches thick, covered in mud, the mud splashes on my pants. And as I'm looking at my pants, I spill my coffee on my shirt. Okay, so I'm a mess. Oh. And like, men are probably like, mud, boots, that's what they're meant for. But like, ladies know what I'm talking about. I just had brand new boots. It's the second day I'm wearing them and they're all muddy. And so those three things in itself, and by the way, I'm walking into an event with 200 people whom I've never met. And obviously I want to make a good impression on and not look muddy and covered in coffee. And I had a choice, and that's the thing about attitude, is that it's always a choice. In that moment, I had a choice of, I could laugh this off and think, what a klutz. Like, you know, it's okay. Just go in the bathroom and wash your boots off and keep on trekking. Or I could be all pissed off and enter that room angry and with a bad attitude. And do you think people would really want to meet me if I was angry and had a bad attitude? No. Or they wouldn't want to establish any kind of like long-term relationship with me. I'd be the angry girl. So in that moment, right, I had this choice and I decided I'm going to be happy. Who cares? You know? And that's when that 20% of the when you need that consistency needs to kick in. But it only comes from listening to positive attitude talks, watching positive attitude talks on YouTube, reading about it, and practicing it daily.
I love this. We got to talk more about this whole notion of choice, because to me, that can be so liberating. And I'm a self-confessed chooser. I have on my screensaver, and I've had it there for over 10 years, I have the words scrolling that say, choose joy. Because it's a conscious, deliberate choice. I don't want to respond to just my emotions and let whatever's happening, my circumstances around me, make the choice for me. It's deliberate. So I have another quote on screen. It says, direct from your book, your actions are not just intentions. They're your choices. Mm-hmm. You and only you make those choices. So we got the attitude choice. Now we got the action choice. Give it to us. Tell us more about that.
You choose them. And so if you create a goal, I want to make $1 million this year. Well, what kind of actions are you creating to get to that goal? Or are you just letting yourself ride, you know, the roller coaster and just go up and down with whatever comes to you? And so it's all about the actions you take and what you do every morning to set your foundation, what you do throughout the day, what you do every week to help you get closer to your goal. You know, they're all your choices.
It's true. And that's why in sales, it's one of the few jobs where you can decide to give yourself a raise.
Exactly.
It's all up to you.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you're hinting at accountability. So I want to keep going down that path. Take responsibility and you'll be making more sales in a New York minute. What are we taking responsibility for?
Well, everything. There's all these times when, you know, I've managed a lot of salespeople and I hear them blame circumstance, or I hear them blame the economy, or blame not enough leads, or there's all these reasons why you can choose to blame. But that's really your choice whether you're going to take responsibility or blame. So like, if you're saying, hey boss, I don't get enough leads, that's why I can't make enough sales, well then go out and make your own leads. Go to a networking event, join a chamber of commerce, figure out ways to call on your current customers and earn referrals. There's all these things you can do, and those are the actions that you can take. But if you decide that you're going to blame rather than take responsibility, you're never going to be making those right actions. And so it's really all about taking responsibility, holding yourself accountable, and then you can be making more sales.
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to gittimerlearningacademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher. And come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.